Arthur Kit Murray punched a hole in the sky. He was a retired test pilot with 19 grandchildren, who died last week at the age of 92. May 28, 1954, Kit Murray flew the Bell X-1A rocket plane at twice the speed of sound, so fast in the thin air just below outer space that his plane began to spin. "I'm flying so fast my instruments can't keep up," he radioed the ground. "They show what happened 2 miles ago. I'm climbing so steeply I can't see the ground, and I feel confused." But Kit Murray wrestled his rocket plane into level flight and saw the astounding black and purple sky at the edge of space. He looked down and became the first man to behold the curvature of the Earth. Kit Murray set an unofficial altitude record that day, 90,000 feet. Unofficial because his flight was kept secret during the Cold War. He flew the X-1 14 times. Once the canopy of another pilot's plane frosted over during descent, Kit Murray flew beside him and guided the pilot to a safe landing. He went on to manage the X-15 program, where one of his young test pilots was Neil Armstrong. Kit Murray saw where the Earth melts into outer space and shared what he learned with the first man to walk on the moon. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.